Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Talk to me, baby, where y'all at? One more time. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, November 6th edition of Dealing with KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He is the Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live
from the worst slums of Sacramento.
Just the absolute worst.
I don't know if I'll ever get over that clip. That is hilarious. The worst.
This is a great find. Shout out to the Chatty House who hit us on social immediately. Like, yo, did you hear that? I rarely ever see SmackDown Live, so when they hit us with that, I was like, oh. All right, Corey.
That is hella
funny. All right, Corey. The worst slums of Sacramento. My goodness. Still trying to figure out where my brother's talking about.
Well, it might be over where Chicago was.
Well, what was he selling? Hot dogs?
Yeah, he was selling glizzies on Fruit Ridge and Stockton.
Well, someone tell Leezy.
Shout out to Fruit Ridge and Stockton, though, man. I got love for my people over there, man. They used to have a Kmart over there, I think, you know, if we're talking about the same spot. So those are my people over there.
Okay. Okay. All right, man. We back in here. We cooking. Kevin Herter was at a shoot-around today.
There we go.
Still listed as questionable.
Okay, all right.
But if I recall, Toronto went to shoot-around and left?
Miami went to shoot-around and left. Toronto, he was just no.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Okay. Did he play the game before?
Yeah, he played in Atlanta.
That's right. Yeah. He played in Atlanta, didn't play somewhere. Okay.
Like
you're
on
right.
The way, I guess. Maybe on the plane, he got sick.
Yeah.
And he was just out on
Toronto. Well, I got to imagine.
Like, that game was 4:30. He was out at like 11. It's like, Herter out with illness. I'm like, I just woke up. I just watched Big Noon Saturday. What?
Didn't do it. Wasn't bro 4 of 8 yesterday? Like, what happened?
And then he went to shoot around on Monday and left early.
Now, hopefully brother's good, man. Yeah. Hopefully brother's good. But
I guess he stayed the whole shoot around today, so that's
good. I assume. Sean Cunningham did note that he was there, did note that he was out on the practice floor, and then noted he was still questionable due to illness. I don't think anything is surprising by that, but we'll get the official word later on this afternoon. The Kings not only back on the floor tonight, they are back at the Golden One Center to take on those Toronto Raptors that we just referenced there a minute ago. It's the first time in this young season that the Kings will face an opponent for the second time, getting their games against Canada out of the way here real quick, which I guess in hindsight, it's not bad. Scotty Barnes isn't part of it. Of course, that didn't help them the last time they were out there. And the story of that game was it was the three. It was the three that didn't fall and the three they couldn't defend well. And you had guys get hot, and that wound up being a tough one for Sacramento. It's one of those weird games, man, though. They didn't. I think the number was 10. I don't know why I didn't make notes of this. I'm not responsible. I apologize. It was 10. They were 10 of 40. They scored. It's just amazing to me. The DeMar DeRozan effect. They scored 10. They scored 128, or they made 10 threes. They scored 128 points in that game and lost by three. Like, I don't think that was a thing last year where they could shoot that poorly and score that much.
No, it wasn't.
Of course, this is the famous game that Doug McDermott started as well.
Well, blame Dougie McBuckets.
No, that wasn't who I blamed, but.
Yeah, that's just, when I talk to people just around town and we talk about the game and everything, they talk about the Kings offense and, you know, what it's going to look like, what it's going to be. And I said, it's going to be dynamic. It's just going to look a little different. You know, the 115 that I expect them to get to, or 117 that they might average, it might not be on the 15 threes that I was looking for before. It might be on 11 or 12 threes, but they're going to go to the line 25 times, and then they're going to make 22 out of 25 from the free throw line, and the mid-range game is going to be effective. It's just going to be different. It's going to be potent. It's going to be dynamic. It's just going to be a little different. I also think they may end up getting to that special number of 12 threes, 13 threes, or whatever, because I think they're going to start shooting better from beyond the arc. You know, Keegan Murray, Kevin Herter, I think those two guys in particular are going to start shooting a little bit better. Malik Monk, I'm also looking at him. I think he'll shoot a little bit better as well, and Trey Lyles. So I think we'll see the three-point numbers go up and the offensive output go up as well.
Malik played pretty well in that game.
He did. He played really good.
I was going to say that's probably not fair. He probably played really well. But are we due for a real Malik game? You know what I mean? Like, what do you have? 21?
What you thinking? I would say 21 is a real Malik game. You know, what you thinking, like 25, 27?
No, I'm thinking one of those. I was thinking upwards of 27. One of those games where we're like, whew, that was Malik's night. Because that Raptors game, like, there were buckets, right? Uh-huh. So, I mean, DeMar had 33 in that one. De'Aaron had 24. You know, Malik had 21. Mm-hmm. I think we might be due for a night where Malik's the leading scorer. Mm. I don't know if that's happening tonight. Mm. Obviously, he played well against Toronto last time. I keep waiting for that moment where, and again, Toronto was a good one, where he kind of snaps.
Yeah.
And he does, you know, he has one of those moments crazy that we talk about, you know, like the L.A. moments. Like, I mean, I feel like the whole top 10 list last season, it was the top 10 games of the Kings season for sure. Yeah. Felt like the top 10 games of Malik Monk.
Yeah.
And, like, give me one of those.
Let me ask you a question. How many times, Wilsey, if you're listening, Jesse in the back, I don't know, somebody can find this out. How many times do you think Malik will lead the team in scoring compared to how many times he did it last year? Off the top of my head, I'm just going to throw out a guess. I'm going to say 10 times he led the team in scoring last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the more or less at three, and I might go three and a half, and I might go less. I don't see a lot of times he leads the team in scoring. With the way De'Aaron's going to score, with the way DeRozan is going to score, I would say less than five times Malik Monk will lead the team in scoring.
I'll take that. Yeah,
Tonight might be one of them nights, but I think it's going to be really difficult for that to happen often. And that doesn't even mean he's like playing bad or anything. He could. Like, I thought he played well on Monday. He only had 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
But he could live in that 12, 14, 16 range and have good games, but not be Malik against Orlando at home last year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, have those games very often where he just kind of leads the team in scoring.
I'm trying to – is it this one? There's a – on ESPN's website, it is ESPN. So I think I could probably find that out really quickly.
That's what I do. I ask the tough questions and don't do the research.
Okay, so I can't click that. So okay, all right. I promise I'm not gonna. I'm gonna do this quick. Okay, one. Mm-hmm.
This is last year.
Two.
Okay.
This is. Three, four, five. I know this is riveting.
I remember.
This is riveting.
I said 10.
Five, six.
Mm. We have a seven.
We don't.
Ooh.
We don't.
Ooh. So
we don't.
You said six.
Let me track again. So this is bizarre. Oh, this is the Houston game. I was like, this is really weird. Monk led the team in scoring. 18.
That was like the fourth game of the year.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I got blasted.
Yeah, Fox 39, Fox 37. Oh, look at Harrison starting the season with 33. Come on, HB.
Come on, HB. To start the season.
Where's my next Malik? 27, 37. It was against Orlando. Just looking at some of the numbers.
Yeah, I know what you could do to find that out. That's good stuff.
23, 26, 28. Yeah, I get okay. Maybe, man. I feel like every one of those games made the list. None of the Warriors game obviously isn't in here. Okay, all right. Maybe I need to just shut the
if
hell
that,
up.
If
and
that
know.
Was
maybe I need to know what I'm talking about before I start talking about Malik games.
If it was six and I put the number at three, yeah, I'm going less than 3.5. I would put the number maybe at three that he leads the team in scoring. And that's fine. That's okay. I think that is representative of a good roster that you have, top flight scores that you have.
Going back a year prior, 27, 30, 20.
20, damn.
33. Whew. Ooh. Ooh, so, well, 16.
Oh, no.
They lost bad to the Pelicans. Yeah, well, 45.
Oh.
I believe that's six.
That's the one at L.A. That 45 jumped out like
I
crazy.
Believe that's six.
Yeah.
I believe that's six. Well, there's seven. He 19 against Portland.
Oh, damn.
It was seven. So six last year, seven the year before.
3.5 more or less this year.
Yeah, I'm going less.
Under.
Yeah, I'm going less. Yeah. I'm going less.
I'm going less. I think he might get.
But
two.
I also think he might get a 40. I don't know if he's getting it tonight.
That's what he can do.
Yeah,
that's just what he can do.
I think he getting a 40.
Yeah, that's what he can do. But like I said, that's not even like that's perfectly fine. Malik Monk is going to live in that 13. To 17, I'll say 13 to 18 point range the majority of the season. And that is perfect because we got three other guys that are going to give you probably 20 on each night. Then you got Keegan that's going to give you 15 each night. Then you got Herter that might give you 9 to 10. And if Malik is giving his 15, 14, oh, man, come on now.
You think De'Aaron's going to wind up being the leading scorer for the Kings?
It's tough. He might. They might.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It could be DeMar.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's either him or DeMar. And DeMar right now is at, what, 25? I think he's 25-4 or something like that.
Look at this, man. So far this season, DeMar led the team in scoring. Domas led the team in scoring. De'Aaron led the team in scoring. Domas led the team in scoring. De'Aaron, DeMar, De'Aaron. Woo! I like this,
Keegan. I love it.
Well,
I love it. It's music to my ears, baby. I love this.
And shout out to Keegan, who in game one led the team in rebounding, and Domas said, okay, we're not doing that anymore. And he's been dominating the boards ever since.
Domas told him, settle down.
We are back, baby. We are back. We are here talking Kings basketball. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Sacramento Kings on the floor tonight at the Golden One Center. Obviously, because of the off-night election night, we've got a full slate of NBA games tonight. Some with a great level of importance. And, oh, what a coincidence. Joel Embiid was going to come back tonight. We'll talk all about that here in this first hour. D'Lo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Yes, indeed. Sky River Casino, where we will be this Monday. Veterans Day, baby. Pull up on us. And if you could, bring some canned food.
Yes.
Yeah, we're starting our food drive for KSFM in conjunction with Sky River and the Elk Grove Food Bank. So as you pull up to Sky River, normally you're not allowed to bring anything like that in, but they're going to make exceptions. We're going to have bins out there if you plan on coming through. Well, we'd love to see you. Hopefully, like, we were kind of strategic with this. We were really hoping, hey, come spend Veterans Day with us, man. We'll have a good time. We'll watch Kings basketball, do a little live show. Not a live show. We'll do two live shows.
There we go.
The Insiders beginning at 10 a.m., dealing with KC beginning at noon. And then, of course, the Sacramento Kings hit the floor in San Antonio, who I don't think they're looking quite like everybody. Not everybody. I don't think they're quite looking like everybody expected.
Yeah.
And they were dealt a pretty tough blow with Shohei. He's out for the next handful of weeks.
Yeah, also dealt a tough blow. Get well soon, Pop.
Yeah. I guess you just leave it at that. We don't really know what's going on. I hate when stuff like that happens, because the follow up was I read, oh, they're concerned,
right?
And it's like, oh, like, okay, so this was serious. Mm-hmm. All right,
that's all I could take from it. Yeah, and I don't want to say they're being vague, but they kind of are being vague. I know Shams is the one that has been doing a lot of reporting on it that I've seen. Mm-hmm. Maybe locally they've got something a little different. But, I can't really pin down exactly what's going on. I think they called it a medical emergency or medical issue. And like you said, all I can really say to that is, you know, prayers and get well soon for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, indeed. We'll take a look around the rest of the league coming up. Later on this hour, can we get some air horns for our girl Hannah, Mrs. Will Z?
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
Hannah Z.
Happy birthday to Hannah. We appreciate it. Hannah shows us a tremendous amount of love, and she pretty much loans us her husband for 4 hours a day and then some. So we are very appreciative of the whole Stat Z family number over there.
Absolutely.
Family over there.
Absolutely.
As we mentioned, Kevin Huerter back at Shoot Around today. The Sacramento Kings back on the floor at the Golden One Center. Had some fun to start this show going about leading scorer in a Malik game, and, you know, setting up kind of our own prize picks here with how many games would Malik lead the team in scoring, how many games maybe would Domas lead the team in scoring. And as we see, they're sharing the scoring load, and that's one of the great things about this team right now, actually, you know, would be an interesting thing to look at. I feel like one of the tough parts about evaluating this team so early in the season is even in the games that they lost, they didn't really play bad.
Yeah.
So you look at, like, Minnesota. Like, you had 3 20-point scorers in that game, plus Malik at 17. Mm-hmm. There's not really much to say there. You go to the Lakers game. They lost that game. 3 20-point scorers, Keegan, Kevin, and Malik all had 14. Mm. There's no gripe there. Hell, the win against the Blazers was the first game this season where they didn't have 3 20-point scorers. Kevin had 18 in that one. Mm-hmm. The scoring load, which I think was the biggest concern, or maybe I'm changing the verbiage a little bit. Maybe it wasn't scoring load. Maybe it was the amount of shots. Maybe it was
distribution.
There's only one basketball. Like, those types of things. That was one of the biggest talking points from, you know, July 5th or 6th or whatever it was on, mm-hmm. When DeMar DeRozan signed with Sacramento. 7 games in, man, this is not an issue. This is not an issue like whatsoever.
No, it doesn't seem like it. And I know it's a bottom line business. It's a bottom line situation, especially in the Western Conference, where you have to win games. You got to win games. You don't want to fall too far behind. And, you know, there's a lot of angst going into the season, you know, for the Sacramento Kings. So when you say 4-3, like, that's cool. You want them to win those games that they're close, that they're, you know, they're tight games. But to your original point, they haven't played bad all year. I thought they've played good all year long. And they're not going to play perfect, you know, much of the year. But in the Minnesota game, I thought they played well. In the Lakers game, I thought they played really well. The Raptors game as well. Thought they played good basketball all year long. And, you know, you've got 4-3 to show for it, which is probably a little frustrating, because you want to look at it and maybe you want to be 5-2 or 6-1.
It does feel like you've played better than that.
Yeah. They've played good basketball, I thought. And, you know, the one thing that we kind of forget is the preseason. You know, remember the angst and the concern everybody had over the preseason?
Yeah.
And it was understandable, because they looked bad.
Not good.
In the preseason.
Not good.
They looked bad. They played one, maybe two good halves of basketball, and everything else was just awful. And it was like, you can't just turn it on and off. And, you know, I guess they kind of can. And they're playing regular good basketball right now. And now, you know, you want to convert this into W's.
You do. Well, I'm going to bring up preseason. There are still some things lingering that we saw in preseason, mm-hmm. and we saw it in the first game against Toronto. Mm-hmm. And it's the 3-point shooting and the defending of the 3-point shot. And then it's amazing, because this isn't a beam team thing. Mm-hmm. This isn't a, you know, 2 years, 7 games thing. It feels like it's ingrained in the fabric of Sacramento Kings basketball, where the random guy goes nuts against the Sacramento Kings. And Chris Boucher, he's not like a random.
Yeah, he's not a random.
But
random.
He ain't that.
But he's a one random. He's not a random random.
Oh, okay. But so there's tiers of random.
Yeah, yeah.
There's who? Then there's a random random, and then there's a random.
Yeah. So random is the highest quality.
Yeah, it's the highest. Yeah, yeah. That's grade A.
Abaji, where's Abaji? Abaji,
he's random. He's up there.
Larson is a random.
No, that's a double random. you're bordering on who? Who was the other one? Garrison? Matthews?
Oh, Garrison, yeah. Garrison.
Is he a who or is he a random Garrison, random?
He's a random random. He's not a who. Okay, you know who's a who? I don't know. Maybe, you know, old school King fans remember this. What was my man's name from Charlotte? Remember he would bust the Kings up? McDaniels, the guard? It's really random. It was like 3, not more than that. It was 5, 6 years ago. Somebody in the chat will remember. But McDaniels from Charlotte, he was a guard. And he hit the Kings up for like 33 and a game winner. Mm. Hit the game winning 3 when he like traveled. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. He's a who. See? You don't even remember. He's a who. I don't even remember him.
That's how you know.
That's a who.
When you just remember the team the guy was on and the amount of points that they scored, they're a who.
Is that who? Is it Troy Daniels? I said McDaniels. I think it was Troy Daniels for Charlotte. Hit a game winner, had 33 in the game. I said, oh, come on, man.
I wonder, so I'm going to try something. Troy Daniels, game winner. I want to see if anything but Sacramento comes up. Hold on. Let's see. Troy Daniels.
He could shoot.
Oh, no, Troy Daniels hit some game winners.
For who? Not in the NBA.
Olympiacos probably or something.
He hit one versus Portland.
What?
He did.
He could shoot though. He was a good shooter.
Bucket. It was. Oh yeah, it's a big time shot.
He a good shooter.
I could be crazy. Did that graphic say this is the playoffs?
Wait.
Troy Daniels hit a big time bucket in the playoffs.
Hold on. This is Troy the Troy Daniels.
This is the right guy?
No, yeah, this is the right guy. This is the game. 8 threes in the game against
Oh, here it is. Troy Daniels nails 8 threes, including the game winner. Oh, come on, man. This is ridiculous.
Troy Daniels was cooking the Kings.
Why? And it's always threes.
It's always
look at this. Look at this garbage-ass court. This is a horrible looking court. Sleep Train Arena.
The old barn. Don't talk about the old barn now.
The old barn. Who the hell are these guys out here?
Oh, we got Cuz. We got Rudy Gay. We got Darren Collison.
Did I see Costa Kufis out there? There's Rondo. Oh, this is awful. This is awful. Oh, look at just open seats everywhere. Oh, my God. This is disgraceful. Oh, that was a deep three, too.
The game winner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Beat him 129-128 in the second overtime. Oh,
that's
man.
A who. That's a who right there.
That's brutal.
That is might be the most who.
Is that
ever.
Short-haired Willie Cauley-Stein out there?
Is that who that is?
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is
double
it?
Zero. Double zero.
Man. Oh, what a time. What a time.
Oh, there, and one of the highlights, he just hit a corner three, and that jackass Spencer Hawes is on the bench.
Troy. Hey, I got another Troy Daniels game winner versus the Grizzlies.
I apologize to him.
Yeah.
This is what he does.
Troy Daniels, he beat these teams.
He could really shoot, though. He got on my radar because of that game, and then I would just always like see highlights.
Let's see.
Like, he could shoot the rock. He can shoot the rock.
Hold on.
But he is a who.
Yeah.
He is a who. Yeah, what, 33 and 8 threes?
33, 8 threes, game winner. He's got 3 game winners. This is interesting.
Man.
Now
he's doing videos with Austin Mills.
Hey, man, let's have some fun here for a minute.
Oh,
y'all ready? Come on, man.
Oh,
what
let's go.
Were you in Troy Daniels here?
Yeah.
Let me get to
know. Qualify?
Are there qualifications?
More than 10 million?
Okay, he qualifies.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. You just gave him half of the damn answer.
Well, I gave you that. I didn't whisper it to him.
I don't like that. I don't like that. This match is under protest. I don't like that.
Why are you? You're always. It's always an issue with your team, bro. Can we just play the game? Always something. Somebody doesn't have their socks.
Gotta watch out.
Your kid doesn't have his cleats. Something always with your team.
Doesn't have his cleats.
All right. Where'd Jesse go? How come I can't? Why can't I see him on the screen? Look at the screen.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there he. Okay. Oh, my bad. All right, there we go. All right. Troy Daniels, King's killer.
Mm.
He played 6 years in the league.
Wow.
Might be 10 million.
It's by far the worst player we've ever done on Pocket Watching.
Shout out Troy Daniels.
It's more than Rick Barry, I know that.
Well, Troy Daniels, 6 years in the association, an undrafted free agent. Mm.
He can shoot the rock.
In the 2013 NBA draft, Troy Daniels' peak career earnings were in 2017, where he earned $3.4 million. Again, Troy Daniels' peak career earnings, 2017, where he earned.
You said he played six seasons?
He played six seasons.
I think the Oakland Mattsons are heading there.
Here he comes. Kyle Madsen. Kyle Madsen, grab a seat just in time. Let me get you your.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Got you. Sorry about that. Bad throw.
All right, Kyle Madsen just settling in. The chat's getting in on the act. This is Troy Daniels. Mm-hmm. Troy Daniels, 6 years in the league. He peaked in 2017 at $3.4 million. Mm. Undrafted free agent out of the Virginia Commonwealth.
Shout out VCU. Charles Oakley.
Drafted free agent.
And how many years did he play, you said?
He played 6 years in the league. Interestingly enough,
I'm ready.
He played I'm giving everybody an opportunity. Settle down, Caraway.
I'm ready to go as well.
Six teams. All right. And numbers up. Jesse went with 11.2. KC went with 12 million. Kyle Madsen went with 14.8 million. And the winner with his first victory of the season. Kyle Madsen.
Come on! Let's go!
The game's let's under go. Protest. No, it's under protest.
Why? What's wrong?
Because if he wouldn't have said 10 million, the numbers would have been like 6-7 million. We there already
we
go got again. A handout.
There we
no,
go
it's
again.
Under protest. Congratulations. It's under
it
protest.
It was easier for all of us at that point.
Okay. Well, the good news is you can present your case to the tribal council. Case rejected. Kyle Madsen is the winner.
That's so big time for us.
14,432,310.
How much?
14,432,310.
Wow, that's
like
he was on. Almost he was on. Everybody's on the board now.
Everybody solid. This was a solid outing by everybody involved.
Yeah, because you gave him the damn answer.
Kyle didn't hear the answer.
Troy Daniels.
The LA Caraways has been a mess.
No, they're the Draymond Green of the league. Extreme.
Hey,
you're getting subbed out.
No! No!
And so nonchalant.
Oh,
no! Herb Jones was. He was like, hey.
No!
So funny. I love Herb Jones for that. Herb Jones is my hero. For
Herb
that.
Jones, get well soon.
Well done, Kyle Madsen.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to the
league.
By the way, one.
Yeah, everybody's on the board.
There we go.
I need to get
look,
one of
here's the
boards.
I was going to need it, the bit was either going to be I lose every time.
Mm-hmm.
And if that wasn't going to be the case, then I needed to get one. So I'm glad I'm on the board.
Yeah, you're on the board.
For first place.
Big moment.
Yeah,
it's a big moment. The playoff rankings will be released later on today. Spoiler alert, Kenny will be third.
Oh, bro. Oh, man. It's just, you know, I just got to fight so much.
I hope Troy Daniels is doing well, man.
Shout out to Troy Daniels. I'm watching a video of him right now playing against Austin Mills, a YouTuber, and he's going to work on him.
Just
this was 4 years ago.
Telling the story of your legend, Troy Daniels.
Somebody clipped this and tagged Troy Daniels so he knows he.
Shout out Troy Daniels.
Salute to Troy Daniels.
What up, boy?
He's still living out here.
We need shooting too.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We also know how much money you make, Troy.
He's available for the low price of $1.2 million-ish.
I was going to say, he can't be that old. He's 33 years old.
Actually, his veteran status, he could probably get like 2.8.
I wonder what Troy Daniels is doing right now.
How old is Doug McDermott?
All right, if he's still playing, 31? What country is Troy Daniels playing in right now?
Germany.
He's a little bit older than
I'll go Turkey.
Troy Daniels, let me see if I can find a standby. Troy Daniels.
I didn't found him.
Okay.
I didn't found him. I don't know if he's playing. He's golfing. Doing a lot of golfing.
Troy Daniels appears.
It's a nice car.
Troy Daniels, the Italian League MVP in 2022.
Mike Tirico's favorite
really
league,
nice,
I've heard.
Too.
That was uncalled for. Very funny. Very, very funny. Uncalled for.
Wait a minute.
2022 Italian League champion. It looks like he only played overseas for a single season. He was the Italian Cup winner, and he dipped. It's like, I'm out of here.
King should have hired the Italian Cup,
went out on top,
MVP instead of the Euro Cup MVP.
Well, no. Shots at Sasha, but you may not be wrong. Was he in Clipped?
Was he?
No.
He's at the premiere. I don't know why he'd be at the
premiere. Was it a Royce Clayton thing where he was playing Miguel Tejada in Moneyball?
Is that what happened, Royce Clayton play? You know, I never seen Moneyball.
Salute to Royce Clayton, by the way.
Shout out to Royce Clayton.
I don't think Troy Daniels was in Clipped.
I'm just on his Instagram, and he's at the Clip premiere, so I didn't know if he was.
Well, maybe the homies invited him.
Maybe so.
He definitely didn't play for the Clippers. And it doesn't appear he acted in it. If it did, he didn't get any credits for it.
I love the idea that somebody in the movie studio was like, you know who needs to be there?
Mm-hmm. Troy Daniels.
That's the crazy part.
The Italian League MVP? That's him.
You're right, sir. Get him on the phone. Get him here at any cost.
Let's see.
It's like, I'm golfing up the street. I'll be there tonight. I got no plans. No Troy
problem.
Daniels.
No problem.
Beautiful family. Just dressed up for Halloween.
Hooping in Italy sounds nice.
It actually does. He probably made great money.
Yeah, he's like the MVP. Just tore it up.
Had a great little loft.
Yeah, a little wine after the game. Shout out Troy Daniels.
Shout out Troy Daniels. Yeah, man. Big up Stone.
Have you been to Italy?
He's in LA right now.
I've not been to Italy. It's on the travel sheet. My brother currently
lives there.
You look
like a guy who's been to Italy. That's right.
That's uncalled for. Funny.
Was that a shot? But funny. I didn't take that as a shot.
No, I drink coffee like a person who's never been to Italy. I plan on going there. My brother and my sister-in-law, my niece and nephew currently live there.
What was the story? Did your brother like fly out for your wedding and then like leave like immediately? Like you hadn't seen him in a while?
Yeah, so my brother's in the military. He was living in Japan.
Thank you for your service.
I wanted him to be in my wedding.
That's right.
And he kind of said like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. Pick somebody else. I don't want to hold up your wedding. But then he had some kind of training or something in Texas the following day or a couple days later. So he was able to make it last second.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Happy to have him here. Definitely. Or happy to have him there.
Really cool.
Definitely.
We like hugged and cried at one point. It was weird. We don't have that kind of relationship. It was a weird night.
Well, yeah, weddings can be emotional. That's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's okay. Yours got me emotional when the music hit.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for the Star Wars music.
Yeah, it was great.
But yeah, that hit.
Salute to my father-in-law.
Big ups, man.
Good man.
That was good stuff. All right, so we've covered Troy Daniels. Who else do we want to cover? What other random NBA guy? Who
How much money
is
the Larson kid made?
Fire?
Yeah, well, Larson.
Oh, did Luke Ridenhour ever get him?
Luke Ridenhour.
Luke Ridenhour.
I feel like Luke Ridenhour fits in this category.
Luke Ridenhour, where did he play at in the NBA?
Milwaukee?
Detroit feels
Miami.
Like a team.
Did he play for Seattle?
I feel like he played everywhere.
I know he went to Oregon. He was the truth. Him and Fred Jones and Luke Jackson at Oregon, they had them boys going to work. But I feel like he might have played for Seattle in the NBA.
Luke Ridenhour had 15 points and 5 assists against the Kings in a playoff game.
For the Sonics, huh? That's when Jerome James got his payday, I think.
Dang.
Well, Jerome, yeah.
Luke Ridenhour played for 12 years. Holy smokes.
He was a
Seattle, Milwaukee, Minnesota.
Yeah, there he is. Actually.
Charlotte and Orlando.
This is amazing. Love Ridenhour leads Timberwolves over Kings 99-86. Kevin Love had 33-11. Luke Ridenhour added 25-9. He really did beat the Kings' ass.
Hey, he averaged 9.3 points, 4.5 assists for his career.
I was going to say, he kind of beat the Kings pretty regularly, but I guess everybody did.
Wow, this is crazy. Luke
Ridenhour. That's amazing. You just pulled a random name out of the air, and he beat the Kings' ass on
that. That's
the
right? Hey, here's a funny thing about Luke Ridenhour. First of all, it says his nickname on Basketball Reference is Frodo. Okay. I would have that deleted. That's so disrespectful. Frodo is Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
The one Matt likes. Matt George.
If you look up Frodo, it'll
be
disrespectful.
Cordialien.
Nailed it.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know he was a foreign guy. And then it's Idaho.
Huh.
It's something very French, but it's in Idaho. So he's not a foreign guy. He's the most Idahoan person that's ever been a person.
End up moving to Washington, though. That's where he went to high school.
That tracks.
Luke Ridenhour could play. He's a good ball player. I enjoyed watching him in college, too.
Now that they're just throwing another Kings, like,
goodbye, everybody.
You guys remember Tyler Johnson?
Yeah.
He got a bag and then disappeared after that.
Yeah, he had a missing tooth, too.
I remember that.
I think he didn't go to Fresno State, did he? Damn.
Random NBA player. Sacramento, where random NBA players earn a payday.
Hey, he would kill the Kings, too.
Oh, Kyle's back.
Hey, real quick.
He did go to Fresno State. I was at this game.
Oh, I was at this game. I believe Ian Clark had his career high for the Pelicans.
Louisville stand up.
Against the Kings at Golden 1, maybe 2019-ish, 2018, 2019 season.
Stand by.
January of 2019, maybe.
This is Ian Clark, you said?
Yeah, it might have been. It might have been early in the 1920 season. No,
I could believe that though. Ian Clark sounds like
he went off for like 28. I'm gonna be so mad if I just am misremembering this entirely. I made a big deal out of this.
Well, he definitely, it's not his biggest. There's 36. How many points did he have against Sacramento? Yeah, I think you're misremembering this.
Okay.
Nope. There he is. 31. He had 31 on April 7th, 2019.
Yeah, there it is. 11 of 21 from the field, 7 of 15 from three.
His career high, though, was actually 36. He had 36 in 2017.
For Golden State?
Yep.
Wow.
But 31, he cooked.
Shout out to his only
two 30-point games of his career.
Perfect.
Shout out to Jesse, Tyler Johnson. He averaged 13 points a game in his career against the Kings. It included a 24-point performance against the Kings, 19-point performance, 22, 23, and then he had some other random games. Tyler Johnson was a little better than Ian Clark, though.
So Mount Rushmore of Kings killers, D'Angelo Russell.
Nah, because D'Angelo Russell. Oh, are we just talking about guys who – we're not talking about Kings. Random guys? Oh, yeah, he's up there.
Yeah, D'Angelo's – he's
He might be on a...
D'Angelo Russell is the top two of that list.
D'Angelo Russell might have the Lincoln Monument.
Like, we're not throwing like LeBron or any of those guys in there, but like D'Angelo Russell was like...
D'Angelo Russell might have the Lincoln Monument.
And I know he made one All-Star, but we'll make this the non-All-Star version of People Who Kills the Kings. It's D'Angelo's on there.
Yeah.
D'Angelo's on there. And then Troy Daniels at least got a roster spot. Ooh, Adrian, that's a good point. CJ McCollum goes to work on the Kings.
Yeah, but CJ,
he's not all-star, though.
Come on. Yeah, he should be. Honorary. Give him a Mike Conley one day.
I mean, he's in the same category as D'Lo, no?
Yeah, so he should make the team.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would. Okay. I don't know. D'Angelo's, his hit different. Like D'Angelo's.
Yeah, when you get 25 in a quarter. But what did CJ do to us like last year?
Yeah, like 30.
In a quarter or something like that, right?
Oh, did he?
He went crazy in a quarter.
I know he beat the Kings' ass last year.
Crazy.
We'll come back. We'll just continue reminiscing about players that beat the Kings' ass. Chris Boucher, Garrison Matthews. Who will it be tonight?
Troy Daniels. Ian Clark. All of them.
We'll come back. Some big games in the association tonight. We'll talk about those. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. No one better.
I would tell you to just pull it up, but I don't know if he.
What's Pat Bev talking about?
He basically said he turned down the offer from the Kings when he was a free agent, 3-year, $50 million offer, to take $10 million less because Steve Ballmer promised him 92 basketball courts.
What? Okay, I think we do need to run that.
Yeah. I just came across it on the Twitter timeline.
Yeah, we almost had Pat Bev, but there was 92 courts waiting for him on the other side.
And he said he's still waiting for his courts. He still wants his courts, not like he's waiting.
So he don't have any of them?
I don't know. I didn't even listen.
I'm not playing a Pat Bev clip live.
Well, I was going to say, it's been about 2-3 weeks since Last Curse, so we can play the game. We need music for this, too.
Well, we got De'Aaron at shoot-around.
Oh, well, now we're pushing it. We can't be having multiple.
We can only play this game once we play this game once a day.
So are we going, like, I feel like De'Aaron's more important.
Let's go De'Aaron.
All right, De'Aaron Fox.
Now, do we think we're going to get through this clip?
Let's see, who we got? We got De'Aaron and DeMar, courtesy of...
De'Aaron's been good. I don't think he's cut so far this season.
I think we'll get through the clip. I think we'll get through it.
Yeah, I said we get through it, too.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox today following shoot-around. 2 minutes and 32 seconds.
We'll get through it, though.
Okay. We'll get through it. Will, so Aaron Fox cuss today?
It's a 3-in-1 trip. I mean, comes at a good time, I imagine, for you guys. What's the biggest thing you took away from that? And I guess how pleased were you with the results?
Oh, I mean, I think like half the Miami game, I think we were really good. In the second half, being able to fight back and win that game. And then I think majority of the Atlanta game, obviously we'd rather have not let it become that as close as it was. But we ended up, getting a win. But you just try to look at the positives, how good were we defensively in some of those stretches and things like that. And you just try to replicate it.
Does it make that Toronto loss sting that much more?
It's a game that we should win. And obviously we get another chance at it tonight.
He chose those words really carefully. That was good. I like that. That's a good move by De'Aaron because the Raptors are in town tonight. That was a tough question. That was the right way to answer it. Applause to De'Aaron for that.
We talked about Kamara a minute ago about just obviously the words that were spoken in the locker room at halftime in Miami. How much was that needed, and what were y'all trying to clean up?
I mean, we knew we needed to be better, and I think they hit like 11 threes in the first half. So coming out in that third quarter and only giving up 17 points, only giving up 1-3, we definitely responded.
And just obviously Davion, he's making his return here tonight. Just what do you feel he's meant for the Raptors and what they've been able to accomplish early on?
I mean, obviously with him and obviously RJ and IQ, three guys that have been in the playoffs, have been able to play in tough series. So being able to be on a young team like that, it just allows them to obviously let them know what their experience is like. And then just being able to lead a young team. And obviously everybody knows Davion's work ethic and seeing it. And with guys that are, first coming into the league, being able to see that is definitely great for any young player.
What do you remember most about him as a teammate, Sharon?
I mean, Davion's obviously a worker. And then defensively he gets after you, night in, night out, every possession of the game. So, I think that's always the biggest takeaway whenever you're able to play with Davion, just being able to see the work that he puts in and what he does defensively definitely drives the team.
These games,
he's about business right now.
Coming down those last 2 minutes, how much do you think you guys being in those situations is kind of preparing you for the long term portion of the season?
Yeah, I mean, being able to gel together. Obviously, you'd love to win in a blowout fashion, but being able to play in close games, being able to win close games, definitely helps the team throughout the course of the season. Because once you get to the later parts of the season and the playoffs, most games are going to be close.
Wow. All right. De'Aaron went about he was about business.
Got a fresh cut too.
Yeah, he was all about business.
Fresh cut, man. He was like, hey, we're not messing around.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna beat up the Raptors tonight.
That's De'Aaron 33 vibes. Oh, this is a longer clip.
I think there's something different with them mentality wise this season.
With De'Aron?
The team, I think. I think they're more like locked. I think they know what they can achieve this year with the talent they got.
How much?
I'm with that. I also think guys like De'Aaron Fox, guys like Malik Monk, I think they learned from last year. I don't want to say they took things lightly last year. Maybe you can't say that. But I think they thought they were a good team, and they were like, we're just going to continue the success that we had before.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that maybe Kenny Smith, other people talk about, where it's not that hard to go from C team to a B team, but to go from B to A takes a little bit more focus, a little bit more of the intangibles. And I think they struggled with that last year. And this year, I think they're going into this season as we're not making those same mistakes. If we're not good enough, we're not good enough. But the focus, the attention to detail, like, yeah, we're not going through all that. Like, we're going to be locked in. And I kind of agree with Jesse. I do think it's a little different for these guys this year.
I wonder how much of that is the idea that they failed last year. You know what I mean? You kind of go in and not to, I don't mean this like in an ultra negative sense, but like you go in last year and you're kind of feeling yourself
mm-hmm.
a little bit. Maybe I hate the idea. Oh, they needed to experience failure. Cause I don't believe that to be
not
true.
On that level.
Yeah. I don't believe that to be true, but I think it does do something, whether acknowledged or not, to your approach for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talk about Kevin Huerter a lot, everything he had to go through this offseason in terms of just being ready to play basketball. We knew he had been doing conditioning, which was a big thing for him, headed into last year,
yeah.
that he openly acknowledged. You have Malik not willing to talk. Yeah, just had to wait a little while before I could get back out there on the court. Mm-hmm. Y'all were focused on my free agency. I had my damn body to fix. Mm-hmm. I think it does change a little something for your focus the following year when you fail and you're still kind of the same team. Like, right. Obviously you add DeMar, that probably adds a heightened level of whatever attention, focus, drive, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, failure can motivate people, or they can break people, or it can break people.
And I think it's motivating these guys, and they're locked in. They're locked in right now. I firmly believe that. And I think that's where you saw some of the things that we're talking about halftime. You know, they understand the importance of every moment, it feels like, right now. Every opportunity, every chance you have to get ahead of the eight ball or win a game or finish a road trip the right way. I think they understand the importance of it and understand the urgency, and they're playing like it. I love everything I'm seeing and hearing from these guys right now.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but it feels like last year, too, there was times where it's like, the Kings just didn't have it that night. Let's just move on to the next. But bring up the Heat game. Like, they didn't have it in the first half or whatever. And someone, whoever it was, lit a fire under all their ass. It's like, we got to get going. Like, I feel like that's different, too.
You could say that happened on Saturday. You know, there was a lot of built-in excuses for
Toronto.
Yeah, for losing against Toronto. You know, and I watched them, and I looked at it a couple different times. Oh, they just ain't got it tonight. They're not there tonight. All this other stuff, and they fought through that. I feel like to have an opportunity to win that game, to be close to winning that game, and yeah, I hate to say that they're taking it serious this year, because that implies that they didn't last year. I do believe they did, but I think they're locked into every single detail a little bit more this year than they were last year.
I don't think it's taking it serious, but I think in order to be like a top team in the league, you do need a certain mentality where it's like every game, in a sense, matters. It's like you don't really – there is no, we didn't have it today.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're trying to fix it then and there.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that for sure.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.